Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. Podtacular, Night at the Apollo, episode 86 for the week of October 23rd, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
I'm Bryn Gamer.
And I am the normal one, Indian Princess.
Liar. Welcome.
I'm the pretty one. I'm joking.
You can be pretty all you want. Your particular brand of pretty is something I don't want to touch.
I'm pretty ugly.
You're pretty ugly.
You're pretty stupid.
You're a pretty squirrel.
Anyway. You're on a roll. That is a jelly roll.
I know a pretty squirrel.
Yeah, they roll.
Little tootsie roll. Little tootsie.
I remember. Wow, so we got off track real quick here. But hey, we got Brent Gamer on from Podtacular Community. What's up, Brent?
Nothing much, really. No, actually.
Yeah. All right. Any toilet stories you want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be getting to those later in the form
Can
of
I bow
know,
out
Blair's
for that
anecdote.
Part?
We'll put you on hold. Yeah. And we have Indian Princess from Coyote Cave Girls.
Welcome
yes.
aboard.
Hi.
Hello, Mr. Princess.
Hi.
How are you?
Mr. Princess. What you just called me?
Trust me, I got used to saying Mr. and then the last name of like everybody here, and it's...
Mr.
It's
you sound like a girl.
Like, Mr. Dive. Mr. Betancourt. Mr. Horsley.
Well, you know what? You can call me whatever you want. Just, you know, not to my face.
Die.
Yeah, please most people do call me Tally, so...
Well, I am going to ask you a few questions here.
I'm ready. I have duct taped myself to the seat.
Immediately.
So I'm ready to go.
Who's your daddy? And what does he do?
I'm a copy idiot.
My daddy's name is Harry. And oh wait.
Stop whining.
Harry.
Stop whining. You like discipline.
Right. So is Arnold Schwarzenegger doing my interview or
Well, JVB is pretty much the equivalent of Arnold.
I believe he is. Because
I can play Maria Shriver or something.
Do it.
Know?
Maria.
There you go.
Yeah, but then I'd have to like get cheekbone implants.
Yeah, you know.
Big ones. Pain. Big ones.
Have to give JVB all of your money and
Yeah, and then I'd have to become a Republican and I'd have a problem.
Then
we
have to get freaky.
I'm not getting freaky.
That's great. Mariva Shriver. She's freaky.
Okay. Well, at least we have that in common.
All right, so tell everyone. The millions of listeners that are listening to this show. Tell us a little about yourself and give us a refresher on Coyote Girls.
The Coyote Girls. We're the Coyote Cave Girls, actually.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Well, I'm, as you guys have said, I'm Indian Princess. I'm also known as LOA Tally. And I'm a gamer. I love Halo 2. It's my game. And the Coyote Cave Girls are an all-girl gaming clan. We primarily run on Halo 2, but of course with the 360 we also roll on a lot of other games. And we are primarily more of a community. We're a gaming community than just a clan.
Cool. And how long have you been in Cave Girls? How did it get started?
Well, I have been a Cave Girl. Actually, I'm one of the kind of the middling members. I'm not newer, I'm not older. I'm kind of right there in the middle. I've been a member since December of last year, and I got started. I actually met Post Road and Coyote in a matchmaking game, actually. We got split up. I went in there with another person. They went in with another person. We got split up, and I had Post on my team, and Katie and Ethiopian, the other guy, were on the other team. So we could every time I killed one of them, they were always singing and everything. So we matched up and got in a room together and had a whole heck of a lot of fun. And it was very shortly after the Hump Day Challenge. So Post Road sent a friend request, and that was there because I was starstruck. They were the Cave Girls. They just pwned Bungie. So that's the long version. I should shorten it down.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good information there. All right, so you were talking about matchmaking. We can't imagine how females get a lot of flack on Xbox Live, especially on Halo 2. So how do you did you come up with a system to deal with these jerks?
What are you talking about? Girls don't play Halo. I don't know what you're talking about. I actually, for the purposes of matchmaking, I'm a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, there's this perception that there are no girls in matchmaking, but I think that most of us stay kind of hidden. I run into girls in matchmaking all the time. I just don't think guys have their eyes open or their ears open, and they don't realize it. Or I also think that a lot of girls are kind of intimidated by the fact that a lot of guys talk big, and they don't like that. So they don't let themselves be known when they're in a party of all guys. Whereas a girl can get them to talk, and we find out. I know that's actually a lot of the way the Cave Girls are.
No, I've been in rooms with in matchmaking rooms with females. Now, I'm going to ask a question that is not on the list, and I don't know if you want to answer it. But
I will not go to dinner with you.
No.
Maria.
But it pertains to another female clan that is getting all the attention on Xbox Live and pretty much throughout the gaming community. I'll say PMS because we all know who we're talking about. How do you guys feel about the way they're being portrayed as a female clan? You know, do you think they're selling themselves for advertisement, or do you think they're really out there trying to preach gaming to females?
I'm not sure that you can really break a clan that has a specific subset into yes, they're here for this, or yes, they're here for that. I mean, part of being in a female-only clan, as they specifically are, I mean, we're a community, they're a clan, is that you do have to sell yourselves because that's what they're out there for. They've got a team out there that goes to MLG. They are involved in that kind of thing. I think that putting any visibility out there for female gamers is positive. I do sometimes kind of worry about the image that's out there because that's 400 girls. That's a lot of girls. And let's be honest, I mean, some of us have run into the girls that are not that happy to be playing with. But on the other hand, I play with some really amazing PMS girls, and they're really cool. It just really runs. Yeah. It's who you run into. Every clan has their good people. Every clan has their bad people. I mean, look at KSI. KSI is not all bad. It's the image you have, and that's what the Cave Girls have always looked at wearing. You know, we've always worried about that. We want to make sure that. I think the people at Bungie once described us as the girls next door, you know?
Yeah.
PMS are the girls in the red dresses, you know, they're going to scratch your eyes out.
Yeah.
They're the prom queens, and we're the girl next door. So it's kind of, it's who you want to be. I mean, you can be a member of our community and be in PMS. That's not a problem. We actually have a lot of people in our forums that are from PMS, and it really just depends on the individual you're talking to.
Yeah, I know a lot of girls from PMS, and they're not all, you know.
They're not all evil.
I know.
There are some that I've met and wanted to report them to their overlords, but yeah.
Hey, can I jump in and ask a quick question here, too? Mm-hmm. Is if a girl wanted to kind of join a community like Coyote Cave Girls and just kind of hang out with some other girls, play Xbox Live and stuff, how would they do that?
All right. Well, to become a Cave Girl, it does require a rigorous screening process. That mostly consists of us playing with you and making sure you're not a boy trying to get in. But you can definitely come visit us. Yeah. That doesn't work, by the way.
Hi.
Just FYI.
My name is Susie.
Oh, my name is Susie. How are you guys doing?
We might need a little bit more of a DNA result, possibly, from yours.
Do you guys work out?
A lot of guys ask us if they can... Oh boy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
That disturbs me. Anyway, yeah, you can come join our Bungie website or our Bungie forums. That's definitely a good way to go. But then we also have an offsite forum at cavegirlforums.com. So www.cavegirlforums.com. And we welcome new members. You just have to play with us, get to know us. We don't bite.
Movies, buy popcorn.
Yeah, we have to exchange phone numbers, and then we go out in a couple no.
That was before. We changed that, yeah.
Oh, that was before. No, but anyway, come to Cave Girl Forums, put up a profile, let us get to know you, send a few friend requests out. If you ever send a friend request, send us, a voice message telling us who you are and where you come from, all that kind of thing.
Nice.
Because there are lots of randoms. But, yeah, we love to have new members, and girls are always welcome, you know, to come and talk to us and be part of our community.
Sweet.
Well, good deal.
They tell me I am.
But they're lying to you.
Well... Are you calling Brent a liar?
What are you? Oh, I would never lie. You know that.
Nah.
I do I? Really?
Sounds like something going on.
You know that. Here you go. Here
you go. How do I know that?
Baby, you know
what
the girl of my dreams.
Come on, baby. You know the girl of my dreams.
Oh my gosh. Total recall fans, man.
So, we got some news and events.
Okay.
Why don't you start it off here?
Wait a minute. Can I do a very special community furnace interview here? Because it can't really be community heat lamp, but I just wanted to ask Andy Princess here a few special Brent questions.
Do it.
Cave Girl runs over her teammate with a warthog, and no one's around to see it. Does she apologize?
Why would I apologize anyway?
Because you run your teammate over, man.
Who told you to get him out?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't run anybody over.
It's like, what are you talking about? I didn't see anything.
I never accidentally stick anyone, and I never play Rocket.
I've done that a few times on accident.
In which we try to get to negative 100 before the team gets to 100.
All right, here's
and
a. Here's
I've never
a,
won those either.
Here's a question that you've probably been asked before. I lost my phone number. Can I have yours?
Oh.
You couldn't think of a better one?
No, that's a classic, man. That's been used by jerks everywhere for the past 25 years. All right, and here's
you're only
the 15 last question.
Years old, man. How would you know?
I know.
My friend, I am a never-ending anthology of American history. Entertainment.
Okay, the worst
or not.
Thing is that I'm over 18 and you're under 18, and you're like asking suggestive questions. I'm kind of creeped out.
Yeah.
And I might get arrested after this podcast.
JBB exclusive question for you. Who
Why am I
Who do you think is sexier, Chupacabra or Sasquatch?
That's a very good question. I mean, isn't one like Mexican? And sex, you know, Sasquatch is like...
He prefers Hispanic.
Latin.
La Chupacabra. You know what they say about Latin men?
I have another question. Why is it you don't play
arms.
With guys again? Oh,
can I choose C, Ricky Martin, if we're going
actually,
to Latin?
Actually, C is the midget from Fantasy Island, so. You can choose him if you want to. But just know. Just know that it is.
The plane!
Tattoo, get me my battle rifle.
I actually saw a dude walking around with a shirt, and he had the little midget dude from Fantasy Island on it, and it says Big Pimpin'.
Aw, the best is...
Boss,
the meat on that burger.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's get to some news and events.
Well, real quick first, I'm sorry, we keep asking all these questions. We had a few questions we didn't get to. So, can people go on your forums if they're not a girl?
Yes, but we require a $20 cover fee at the login screen.
Oh, no. Man.
No.
I have some cash, man.
PayPal.
Our off-site forums are free for everybody who's not a jerk. We love to have people come and say hello and post profiles, and we love to play with new people. And we've found some great people through the Podtacular community, so absolutely please come to our forums. It's cavegirlforums.com. Used to be a lot longer and more annoying, but no, it's pretty cool now.
Cool.
All right.
You ever wonder if there's like a all-dudes clan that like wouldn't accept a girl if she wanted to be in it?
Exactly.
Actually, the cave boys don't accept girls.
Nah.
Well, yeah.
Hotgamerguys.com.
Gamerguys.com. I'm going to go register for that right now.
As we speak. Hogs.
Oh, man.
Okay,
I just
want
to look at the pictures.
So let's go to the news and events.
I hear that, real quick, I hear there was an event recently at Coyote Cave Girls to raise funds to fight cancer, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right. Yeah, definitely.
Tell us about that.
We have a... No. Yes, actually. Absolutely. I would love to. No, we have a tournament coming up this weekend. I think that it's pretty much full right now, but we have a tournament coming up on Saturday. It's for breast cancer awareness, and all of the proceeds, it's 64 spots, and there's $10 a piece to enter. So nice. All of the proceeds are going to benefit cancer research, and it's a chance to kill some people for a good cause, and I think that's pretty freaking awesome. It was actually founded by one of our members, the Don Juan, Carrie,
nice.
Who's actually, yeah, she's pretty freaking awesome herself, and
she has an early tattoo.
She's the pink Spartan girl.
Yeah, man.
I could imagine.
Oh, yeah.
You could just see her blood on Bungie.
I could imagine the slogan.
Kill for life.
No,
and
actually, the name of the tournament... Yeah, the name of the tournament is called...
Fight Like a Girl.
Fight Like a Girl,
yeah,
which, oddly enough, Dialpex is signed up for it, and I think he has experience in that particular...
Oh!
Oh, no, my friend. You're thinking of Look Like a Girl, not Fight Like a Girl.
Oh, gosh! Oh. He's not here to defend himself now.
I'm just joking, Dialpex.
I heart Dialpex.
Oh, man.
No, he's like, you know, I've nobody should take that seriously. I love Dialpex, and he knows it, so.
Yeah, it's all good fun.
And so does Brent, and we all know that one.
Oh, yeah, you know that.
There was also something that you wanted to mention about Rusty.
Oh, Rusty, yeah, Rasomi. He has a...
Rasomi.
I'll pull it up. Rasomi. Now, he has a November meet and greet. He wants to get a lot of the clans, you know, the more active in the Halo community clans, like Podtacular, LOA, Cave Girls, Cave Boys, Truth Regret, HBO, Tie the Leader. And hopefully, he's hoping for some of the guys from Bungie. So he wants to be having that, and basically we're going to get together on Friday nights and meet each other and kind of share some friendships, because it seems like we all know each other, we just don't...
Exactly.
Each other, in the biblical sense. So,
exactly.
Oh well.
Brickhammer is too much for just one organization.
Meetings.
No, Friday nights, and basically his plan is to get a room full of 16 people together, and if you want to leave, invite somebody from your community in, and they'll take your place.
Yeah,
and then you just meet each other.
Or if it's big enough, we have two rooms of 16, and just switch around.
Yeah, unfortunately, he scheduled the first one on the Cave Girls Night, so I don't think that we'll be able to make that one, but we will definitely be there once for the ones following.
Nice. I'll make sure I wear my Madonna bra.
You know,
your
oddly
Madonna
enough,
bra?
My female roommate is... It's at the cones of the corset.
Yeah, the cones.
Yeah, he likes to, you know, act like they're little laser beam shooters and, like, look at people and go, pew, pew!
I can make it spin real fast.
Oh, sweet. Next thing you know, they're going to be making their, like,
Jesus.
Bras with custom rims, you know, neon, the undercarriage.
With spinners.
Spinners, you know, we put some hydraulics in there.
Anyway.
Yeah, right.
Let's get to some more news
on.
Brent must be in the toilet again.
So hey,
Brent
one
versus JVBN Bra Mod 2006.
So one thing I wanted to mention is that we're going to kind of cool it on the spelling errors a bit. I mean, we'll mention them when they're hilarious, but we're not going to, like, mention every single one. Because, like, last show, the whole show was, like, the spelling error show. Because, like, every single person, there was always something. But we do reserve the right to make fun of you if you make an error in your spelling. So spellcheck.com, guys.
And you know, honestly, I think it's becoming part of the show. I think people are expecting it.
Yeah.
So.
They want it. They need it. They gotta
have
it.
Maybe we should just keep doing it.
It's like their daily fix, man.
Forget about it.
Well, I mean, we'll do it if, like, they misspell bomb like wiener. Because that would be freaking hilarious, but, you know, like, I armed the wiener. As I grabbed the wiener, I moved to the enemy base.
Oh, boy.
Now, if you do that, I'll make fun of you, but, you know, I'll lay off on you guys. I know how it is, you know, even though all of my tips are, you know, spotlessly checked and...
Yeah, I think you're definitely...
37 different levels of grammatical enhancement there.
Okay, moving on.
Man. And, speaking of Rasami 7677, Tar Heels 32, he did mention Russ here, and he says, I don't know if you guys will be talking about this early on, but Rasami has been named the new all-star leader. He has earned it in many ways, for example, helping out with the community, setting up matches, and just being an overall good guy. He has divided the All-Stars into two separate teams, the MLG team and the community team that plays big team battle type games and team scrimmage games, excuse me. He also has already brought many challenges to the All-Stars and hopefully has more in the future. Although we are happy with our newly appointed leader, we also give thanks to our former leader, G. Nubis. G. Lewis set up all the All-Stars and has done a great job with it. So thanks, G, and good luck, Russ. Yeah, G Lewis actually, he was persistent with that, and it worked out. So I know for a fact Russ is going to do a good job.
Rusty is definitely one of the Cave Girl favorites.
Yeah, he's one of the cavemen favorites, too.
Dude, we've been trying to get him to have the operation so he can actually become a Cave Girl, but... Oddly enough, it hasn't gone over well.
Yeah. I don't. Let me see. Rasama? Nah, I don't know.
Well, it's Rasomi.
No, but if he changed his, if he had the operation, he would have to change his name too.
Yeah, but the second half of his name is already the second half of his wife's name, so he's halfway there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
No, but I guess there's a rematch brewing between my clan, LOA, and the All-Stars again. So we look forward to scrimming your MLG team. I guess we're going best of three.
you told me that you guys won, right?
We did. We did. There was an unofficial kind of skirm, just having fun before, that we weren't really organized for, and we didn't really win. But the official one we did, and we did get accused of modding, but I'm pretty sure that was all in good fun. But yeah, LOA is obviously the other clan that I belong to. So.
Cool. All right.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. All right. And AlleyCat85, he says, us gunslingers had our first clanniversary last Saturday. Zerg Deej, being the kind of person he is giving one gunslinger buck to any team that beats a group of gunslingers in a fair game of matchmaking. See our blog at tietheleader.com for more details.
Cool.
Yeah. Those are another bunch of great guys over there.
All right. On to...
Okay.
Okay. On to some events. We have the Podtacular Spelling Bee. Of all things, in late November. I don't know what the heck's going on with that, but
I don't know what that is.
Somebody wants, probably because of the poor spelling and people
might
submit
be appropriate.
To Paul
Tiger. Yeah.
And we have Prince of Rice, who will be holding his Zombie Madness games every Saturday night. Also, Sapadru will be hosting the 16 Hog Showdown. He found a way to clone hogs and is going to use that trick in a tournament. So he's going to have 16 hogs on one map. It's going to be on October 29th. So that should be cool if you guys want to check that out.
Wow, I got to see how that works out.
Podtacular.com. The Podtacular Fall 06 season has officially started by the time this comes out. It's starting on Saturday the 21st, so let's get ready to rumble.
Yay!
Yeah, man. And some news. EGM, Electronic Gaming Monthly. This magazine has been out for a while, in case some of you don't know. We'll be featuring Halo 3 in the November issue, and we'll have new information. This was confirmed by Bungie themselves. That's going to be pretty sweet.
True that.
Yeah. And some people from Podtacular got their questions answered in the Bungie Weekly What's Update recently, including such individuals as our very own Fumo Jive, Dial Pex, Chevelle 65, Immortal 3, Renegade N, and J Burton 90. This was a huge update where Bungie was cool enough to answer a ton of questions in pretty good detail.
Definitely.
So, I was disappointed with the response to mine. But,
were you really?
You know.
Yeah, what was your question?
Well, that might have been my problem. I thought it was going to be KP answering them, but it was actually Frankie. And that kind of ruined my question of why is Frankie such a nub.
Aww.
Oh, man. That's okay. That's
amazing. I remember I used to call people nubs, and people used to be like, it's Snoop, you idiot.
And now it's a widely known word.
Well, you know, in the Cave Girls, we don't pwn, we poon.
Oh, my gosh.
And we don't like, teabag either, but I'm like not going to go into that.
Ah, I love poon.
You're a political noob.
Political noob.
All right, so...
Yeah, so let's see. One of the things that they said is in the Bungie update is that the Banhammer is getting a major upgrade and will become the Ban Hydraulic Press or something like that. So quit now, modders. You will be banned. You will all be banned.
Dude.
One of the things they said... Wait, no, that's on... They also confirmed that in Halo 3 you can enter matchmaking in a party despite rumors to the contrary.
Nice.
I don't know why those rumors would be out there. They seem kind of like the rumors that went around. Like, remember when they used to say that the friends lists were being deleted? That was always one of my favorites.
Yeah, I remember that.
Send a message to everyone on your friends list or you're going to be deleted.
Oh, yeah. I got like 20 messages on that one.
One thing that I think they were just making up those rumors because they want to discredit Halo 3. And I think that's just Sony and Ken Kutaragi spreading rumors.
Really?
Yeah, you know, they're probably like,
you come a play full of resistance, full of man, and have matchmaking party for you.
Is that what Ken Kutaragi sounds like?
Halo 3.
I think it's the same people who post bulletins about how you're going to have to pay for MySpace. They're going to delete your friends list unless you pass this around. Your mother's going to die if you don't forward this chain letter. I think it's the same people. It's like,
matchmaking will be taken out of Halo 3 if you do not give me $5.
Exactly.
That's like a combo of like the movie announcer and some kind of like estranged like Japanese guy, maybe.
You have a problem with the Halo 3. It is not very good.
No, it's not Halo.
It's Halo 3.
Halo 3.
No.
Okay.
Halo 3.
Brent apparently has his podcast lipstick on.
Aw. We're having technical difficulties with Brent Gamer right now, so...
And I would be very, very happy to do whatever he's wanting me to do, but I don't actually know how.
Nah.
Why don't you describe it now?
And they,
I came in on into that conversation.
Oh, my God.
I'd love to do what he wants me to do, but I don't know what he wants.
He's telling me to bring him back in the chat, and then he has podcast lipstick on, and I don't know what to go with that.
Man. You don't know what to do with my podcast lipstick?
Whoa, no.
No, I don't know what to do with it either.
Oh, right, you should probably get back to Halo.
I'm olive skin.
We're going to get back to the show.
Their last piece of last piece of news they did say was in regards to the Xbox 360, and they said basically voice emulation on the 360 and Halo messages is not their problem because it's being emulated. And they say that we pass our Matt Stairs back to the compatible team.
Well, we say that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Well, I would just like to say I want a better microphone for the 360 because, I don't know, the one that came with was really not good, and there aren't don't seem to be any better ones on the market, so go figure.
Yeah, they're coming out with the wireless headset, and from what I've heard, it's very good in quality.
Can't come out soon enough.
Do you guys, I really hope the back compatibility team is working on the voice lag on the Xbox 360 on when you send messages to people.
It's ridiculous. Man.
Honestly, you know, I hate to be like a griper that is like complaining about something that, you know, I pay for and that I still get as an option, but dude, that is unacceptable. It's so bad. You can't understand what people are saying when they send you voice messages.
Yeah, that's why I just...
It's a big embarrassment for Microsoft and Xbox, and I really hope you guys are working on that. I need to know is that you're working on it. If you're working on it, I'm fine. You know?
Yeah. What I found interesting was that Frankie actually said that it didn't do that for him. So I'm wondering if maybe it's a microphone problem.
I doubt it, because everybody that has a 360 has that problem that I know of.
Yeah, no, it's everybody, because some people will send me a message, and it's like...
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking maybe I should get on my 360 and send him a message and see if he can hear it so he can hear what everybody else is hearing.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, maybe
something.
He's
I
missing
don't know.
It because every single person on my friends list that has a 360 has that problem.
Exactly.
Okay, in case, Frankie, you're missing it, for all these 360 people will echo what I'm saying, that they get basically the people on any other Xbox or even on 360 get this message and it for 5 seconds it's fine, and then after that it's like it gets all jacked up. They're speaking in tongues, everybody's praising God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that it kind of the messages kind of sound just like Fumo in that last paragraph.
Exactly.
Actually, it's really not. Frankie's right. It's not voice lag. It's just at the end of every message, people really are speaking tongues.
That's what it is.
It's the new thing, you know.
Holy Spirit, it's all that Bible reading we've done.
Holy Spirit's
Here's an
out.
Idea, Bungie. When I get a voice message, how about turning off my regular game channel so I can hear it? Huh? Think about it, because really I'm like playing matchmaking, somebody sends me a voice message and I can't hear it because everybody else is talking and screaming, and you got these like 12-year-old kids, you got pwned, noob! I'm like, shut up, I want to listen to my message.
Yeah, I don't know if they can fix that in Halo 2, but I'm sure they will fix that in Halo 3.
No, I'm talking about Halo 3. I mean,
usually 12-year-old kids saying, FOMO Jeff, can you add me to your friends list?
Well, Halo 3 is already, their messaging system is already going to be the one from the 360. So, you have to remember that Halo 3 is going to be its own game, but it's going to integrate into the community setup they have there. So,
it might just be 1080p, but that's for a different episode. And speaking of things glitching, we're going to our glitching segment.
Really, I am. Here comes some Halo glitching tips.
Here's an idea. Put down the gun and go hug it.
And the first submission is by Ray. And Ray, he just says, if you charge a plasma pistol and shoot it, you can throw two grenades real fast right after.
I've done this. It's true.
Yay.
And I've had it done to me.
But you have to time. You can almost do it simultaneously where it's just like one huge explosion.
Yeah, I've had it done to me plenty of times, and it wasn't fun.
It's really not worth the trouble though in matchmaking unless you get really, really, really good at it.
Yeah.
Because you got to go find the plasma pistol, get the grenades, get the plasma pistol, charge it up, then figure out when you can use it. It's just... Not worth it.
It's more fun to do it, to take your friends off in customs.
It's more fun to play the game.
Like exactly.
The way it's meant to be played.
Ooh.
Moving on.
Ooh.
Amazing.
Anyway.
Mine was more wet than
yours.
Yeah, yours was really wet. Anyway, yeah. All right, somebody take the next one there.
Casey Smacka says, just wanted to tell you about how awesome the Guardian kill. Okay?
I'm Casey Smacka, fool.
Casey Smack'em. For this, actually, you need a... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, he didn't say how awesome. He said how
awesome, awesome the Guardian kill.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I told you, unless they, like, changed it to Wiener, I wasn't going to make fun of.
Hey, you know,
Wiener the Guardian
kill.
Okay,
let me every time they make a spelling error, I will personally replace the word with Wiener.
Yay.
I just wanted to talk about how Wiener the Guardian kill. For this, you need a sword and a magnum, and you should have no shields. So this works best on zombies. When Wiener with your magnum and... No, when equipped with your magnum and sword, pull or your magnum and add a teammate head. Press both Y and firing trigger at the same time.
Oh my god.
Sounds
gosh,
like a Japanese game manual.
Dude, this is like the Wiener sentence right here.
Wiener, finger trigger, Wiener. You have to do it real fast, or you will not fire your magnum more than once. After 2 to 3 shots, sometimes it takes more, don't ask me why. Done right, that teammate will die, but on his screen it will say he was killed by the Guardians, and your team kill count will not go down. Helpful if you have some teammate bothering you, say if he is stinging horribly, or at all, or anything else that is bothering you, you can just kill him so that he will respawn and probably get killed by a zombie. Have fun ticking off your teammates.
Oh, my God.
So, what is this
like?
Is this the one where you shoot yourself in the
English class.
Yeah, I think we should go to,
let's do that.
Some Night at the Apollo.
Yeah, I mean, we need to get some funny stuff. You can't
beat them. You can't stop them. Smell fear and urine.
It's time for Podtacular Night at the Apollo.
Glumus Maximus!
Moving on.
Because all God right. knows that Emily doesn't tell any.
Oh!
Just joking.
Oh, man.
Watch me ignore you.
Alright, so.
You're dead to me now.
No, you wouldn't be the first girl.
Aww.
It's okay, you're just confusing everybody. I don't know who Emily is.
Who is this Emily Utako?
Alright, so I'm gonna do the first one here, and I'm gonna go to Champion Hulk. He goes, hey guys, Champion Hulk here, writing from Boney, Scotland, with some jokes. Your mama is so fat that she uses Halo as a belt. He is from Scotland.
They can take your mom, but they can never take your freedom.
Is that the JBB Scottish accent, dude?
Yo, they can take our swords.
It's so fat.
They can take our plasma swords, but they can never take our respawn.
Your mama's so fat, she can't lay a
your mama's
demon,
so
she needs it.
Your mama's so fat that we're doing drinks.
Oh, man. Your mama is so fat.
That was
fat.
Great.
She don't play on containment. She needs it.
Oh,
that was kind of lame.
That was lame, but you gotta, yeah, he gets bonus points for spelling containment, right?
Exactly. Your mom
dude,
so
he
fat.
Does get bonus for containment. It's like a play on words. He used intelligence to make his joke.
Exactly.
What now?
I like this one.
Your mama's so fat that she uses the energy sword as a fork.
Delicious.
That was one of my personal favorites.
Delicious.
Honestly, though, how would you eat off of it?
And what does she use for?
Because what if you, like, burned your mouth off?
Ow.
That would hurt.
Just imagine how easily you can cut a steak.
There wouldn't be no steak
knife.
After you cut it. It would
you
be...
can core an apple.
You could core an apple.
Just twist
you
it around.
You could use it as a rotisserie chicken fork.
Hey, we could
impress
get
your friends with amazing apple coring technology.
Oh, man.
Throw an apple in the air, like, core it right on the spot.
And finally, your mama is so damn fat that she uses the sentinel beam for laser eye correction.
Wow, she has fat eyes.
He goes, thanks, guys, and keep up the great works. Regards, Captain Hawk.
Thanks for the regards.
Thank you, Mr.
Champion. Champion Hawk, sorry about that.
I wasn't going to say it, but yeah. You know, he's not a writing dude, but you are definitely a writing dude.
Yeah, my wife corrected me. She's like, it's Champion.
I like your wife already.
She's like standing back behind you and like correcting every word.
Yep.
She's like the FCC.
She smacks me in the back of the head.
Bow!
You said it wrong.
You said it wrong. It's Champion Hawk. Not implying that your wife
cave
sounds
girls,
like
can I get
skull.
In?
Hey, cave girls, mind if I join the party?
Grandpa's closed for you.
Nah.
Can I do the next one?
Why do I always get kicked out of parties?
Go ahead.
You know, if you get actually in the party long enough to actually get kicked out, then I'll be impressed.
Nah. Go ahead, Daddy. Do it,
my friend.
You know you play too much Halo if you're in class and your teacher asks you a question, you get it right, and say, oh, you all just got pwned.
Definitely.
That's actually something that my roommates and I do all the time. We all play Halo, and we constantly call each other, you're walking out the door, it hits you in the butt, and we say, aha, you just got pwned by the door.
I love the way he spelled pwned, though.
Yeah, he used the O.
He did play the one. And then he says that he was also playing an MLG iHeart Assist game, and he got a kill, and it said, you killed your hopes and dreams.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
And that was the J to the pwn dizzle, by the way.
To the pwn dizzle.
I don't think I said that.
No, you didn't, but that's...
Thank you, Jay.
I'm sorry.
I knew what you were going to do. I knew you were going to say it at the end.
Jay to the pwn dizzle killed my dreams years ago.
Somebody...
Okay. Moving on to Killazilla, who says, you know you play too much Halo if you hear the sound of a BR reloading at random times during the day. It has happened to me many times.
Oh my God, I've done that before.
Oh my gosh,
that's
dude.
Sad.
And then you melee in the middle of the reload to like shorten the time. Oh.
Only you, Fu, because
you're like walk around and punch. Like, what are you doing?
BR.
Okay.
Actually, I've had it to where I heard it sounded like my shields were down. So I started looking around for cover, and then it occurred to me I'm not playing my game. I honestly heard this beep, 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 beep. And I'm like, running
oh my
for cover, man.
Gosh, man. You have psychological issues.
You know what the
issues.
Worst thing is, though? It's like when you're in a mall, and you look down the balcony, and you see all the people below you, and you're
and
like...
You try to jump down.
Kill-tacular!
No, people like send that in, though. They're like,
if
I can like get up right on that ledge right there, I can snipe real good. I can take two or three of them out before they even knew where I was coming from. All right, Yo Mama's so fat, they had to change ascension to descension.
Okay.
Drop the map. Falling, too much weight. Okay, Yo Mama's so fat, she got stuck in the grav lift. Pull! Your mom is so fat, when someone tries to join her game, it says, party is full.
Yeah, I like that one.
Your mom is so fat, she gets a Kilimanjaro every step she takes. Dude, I want her on my team, man. Your mom is so ugly that the flood flees in terror at the slightest glimpse of her. You know you're a noob when you think that BXB is some kind of chat smiley.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like, what is that? You have double chin? What?
Oh.
You know you're a noob when your friend asks if you've heard of Podtacular, you say, Zong, a new metal? Definitely.
You know, I'm a noob because one time I said, oh my God.
Like in person?
I say it all the time.
No,
I was reading,
and somebody, you know, somebody typed that in, and I said, oh my God.
Oh, you're such a noob, man.
I apparently am a noob, because I don't understand why that's noobish.
Well,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I say, oh my God. I actually said it at work today. People look pretty funny.
So, my God.
Dude, oh, my God.
Somebody was saying, like, and at school, they were like, they were, like, running for some kind of, like, school office, and at the end of their speech, like, they give the speech, you know, the speech for the school office and everything, right? At the end of the speech, they were like, keep on fragging trucks. Everybody was like, what?
Keep on fragging trucks.
Okay, so, you know you're a noob when you have to mod to win in a team SWAT game.
Oh, that unfortunately is too true.
And if you mod, you are about to get banned bad. And all your next accounts banned. And all your temp accounts banned.
Dude, the Flector Shiv Banhammer.
Dude, Banhammer's got some shiny new spikes on it, man. I'm telling you. Okay, you know you're a noob when you don't know what FFA means. I've had people ask me what it meant.
Final Fantasy Adult.
Adult? What?
I was going to say adult.
I thought that's what you said, man. Okay.
All right, so I'll take the next one. PS Boo 2. You know you play too much Halo when your little black date book is your Xbox Live friends list.
I have to say that's actually true. I was scrolling through my phone book and I realized that like every third person was from Xbox Live on my phone.
Yeah, I have quite a few people.
I'm sitting there going, what the heck? A lot of people.
It's funny when I get a call from a friend of mine from Seattle or something, who I've never met in person, but for the last almost 4 years, we've been talking over the phone.
Chill.
All right.
Okay, moving on. What are we on now?
Okay, I'll do the next one.
Yeah, thank you.
Your mama's so fat, she went into matchmaking that said all 16 slots were filled.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
And that was Mr. Painkiller 5 himself.
Of course. Oh, Beasting. Beasting's next.
You can say that.
Go for it.
Can I say Beasting's?
Yeah, go ahead.
Please.
Yes, he's awesome. By the way, I have to give him a shout-out because I think he requested it.
Nah.
Dude, Beasting is awesome. He says that your mom is so fat, coagulation is a multiplayer map. It's her footprint. Your mama's so fat.
That's pretty
you
freaking
have sword
fat,
in that
man.
Rock. Wait, that doesn't. Okay, your mama's so fat. I can't read. Your mama's so fat. If you have the sword, no matter where you are, the reticule is red.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
That's what he said.
Oh man,
dude, you're like in the other side of coagulation. And it's like, whoosh.
Man, all I keep hitting is the same butt cheek.
Dude, we're such geeks, man.
Yeah, right. All right. Last WXY. He says, you know you play too much Halo when you announce that you got a triple kill in a game that isn't Halo. I remember I was trying to describe a game of Ghost Recon.
Yeah.
Advanced Warfighter. And I kept saying, are we going to play Team Slayer? And they're like, it's not called Team Slayer. Shut up.
I don't know. I've just been trying to get a triple kill in Nintendogs, but
are
that you might think.
I was just going to say, man. Luminous, triple kill.
Tetris, kill-tacular.
Okay, McKeegan, RX, says, you're walking down a flat level hallway at work, and you trip on the carpet, but you quickly recover by standing up. Look around and see if anyone saw you, and if they did, you look at them and simply say, lag. They're like,
darn,
all right.
Lag.
Oh, man.
Stupid lag.
I blame it on my router. Oh, it's the router.
Yeah,
it's
right. I got to upgrade my firmware.
Yeah, I accidentally poured a glass of orange juice on my router a week and a half ago.
Damn.
Oops.
Did it smoke?
It did not smoke, but it immediately turned off.
Nah.
Wow. It was a full glass.
Did the game control and started killing all the humans?
No.
Okay.
Okay. She's like, not really.
Oh, man.
Anyway, LeBrack2401 says, "Your mama's so fat, she made the hunters look like grunts."
Bam.
And then, ba-bam. Or something like that.
Ba-bam. Bah!
Actually, the way he wrote it would be ba-bam.
Yeah, ba-bam.
Ba-bam.
Ba-bam. I've got a 2-year-old here. He could just say it for us and then we'd have ba-bam.
Hey, I got to step in, dude. I got this one. Dude, this is great. Okay. The answer 03. We can, like, switch off on this if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom is so fat. Dude, your mom is so fat. Every time she takes a step, the narrator says, "Ouch." Ouch. Ouch.
Ouch. Ouch, ouch.
Who's next?
Your mama's head is so big, she uses the rocket launcher as a curling iron.
Oh. Do you have to, like, shoot a couple off to warm it up or something? Or does it, like, have a plug-in on there that we don't know about?
Shoot it a few times and that's all.
Warm it up a little bit, yeah.
Your Go mama's ahead. So ugly, the Forerunners built all of those ships to try and get away from her.
Oh, man. Ah, this one is funny. Your mama's so ugly. She reproduced with a Forerunner and created the Brutes.
Nice.
Brent Gaming just appears out of nowhere.
Actually, and I've been here for like the past 10 minutes.
So read the next
one. You're having Skype issues, man.
No, it really hasn't been Skype issues. I've been sitting here listening to you. You were doing the yo mama so fat, look like grunts ba bam thing.
Dude,
I'm just laying back.
You're obviously having issues, man.
So take the next one, brother.
All right, where are we at here? Okay, your mama's so fat, she ate the ending for Halo 2 and left us all hanging.
I'm wondering. Oh my god! I wish to make her hawk it up, and then we can play it.
Oh, that was good. That was good, man. And then when you consider that all the hate that people were had towards the ending. Oh, that's funny, man.
But I've actually heard that people are that Bungie's actually going to finish Halo 3.
Yay!
Well, you know. To me personally, I liked the cliffhanger at the end of Halo 2.
It makes you more interested in Halo 3.
Because,
it wasn't a cliffhanger, it was an intermission. They just forgot the second half.
I mean, what more can he do? He's going to Earth and he's going to finish the battle.
He's going to finish the fight.
And then forget about it.
You know? Yeah, but you know, it's like you got the dichotomy between Empire Strikes Back and Halo 2. There's a big difference right there. Mm-hmm. Empire Strikes Back kind of came to a conclusion, and yet it wasn't a conclusion, you know?
Yeah.
It was the end of the movie, and yet it wasn't. But, like, well, Halo 2, it was kind of like there could have been, like, another, you know, maybe 10 or 20 minutes that could have finished off the Empire Strikes Back type ending. You know what I'm saying?
Well, in the end of Empire, I mean, he got picked up by the Falcon, and,
right.
You know, they gave him a new hand, and the movie was over.
Detailed okay. comparison right there between Empire and Halo 2.
You know,
he's got one guy's got a hand, the other guy, it's over. Hey, there you go.
Forgot about it.
It's like, how long did it take you to write that ending? I could have written that ending.
Short and sweet.
Okay.
No, but I mean, there was no reason for people to get.
I have a new hand. Everything's gonna be okay.
So
my new hand for the new hope.
The reason. Okay. The reason they're making new transport vehicles.
That's the reason Emily didn't have any.
Whoop.
No, it would have been more interesting if he'd done episode 6 with like all of his feet or something.
Ah.
Okay.
I replaced his hand with a foot. Everything is okay.
He had the upper. He had the upper leg.
Upper leg.
He had the upper leg on the evil empire.
Oh man! All right. So the next one.
The reason they're making
I just
new
got
trans.
That. The upper leg on the evil. Oh.
Upper leg.
I'm a noob. I'm sorry.
Oh, you listen to more Montacular.
No,
the reason
worry,
they're making new transport new. Vehicles for the next-gen Halo games is because they couldn't find a vehicle big enough to fit all of your mom in it.
Aww.
Oh.
You know you're a noob. when you think the medical tent will heal you, Brent Gamer.
For real, they should have got Doc from like Red versus Blue in there, you know? Uh-huh. And he has his green plasma pistol telling you that you're infertile. And I'm like the only one that
saw
that episode.
I don't want to play with Brent Gamer turning fertile. Sorry.
Nah.
That's just not my thing.
Oh, this next one's funny.
I will think about adopting a grunt baby with him, possibly, though.
Oh, God.
There's so many out there that need parents.
Daddy,
yeah,
daddy.
Name him after Brent.
Somebody
well, think about it. How
one.
many grunts did you kill? You know, in Halo 2.
Brent,
actually, I just let him run around and punched him in the face.
Well, you can ask Brent how many grunts did he actually. Anyway,
well, okay. While you guys are having this conversation over here, I think I'm going to like go on to the next
so
one.
So fat. While she was walking to coagulation, she tripped over her lockout and landed on backwash.
Nice.
And she had a 360, so she was having frame rate issues.
Oh. Yeah, she had a frame rate issue.
Your mom was so
fat.
Yeah,
and then they left the Invis on there. Hey.
Your mom was so fat, she ate all of the Halo rings thinking they were a box of donuts.
Are they chocolate?
It was Krispy Kreme, man. Hot donuts.
Man. We had a Krispy Kreme here, and it had to compete with this local donut business.
Yeah.
And everybody went to the Krispy Kreme for about 2 weeks until they finally discovered that eating the same donut over and over again gets really, really boring really, really fast. Mm-hmm. So the guy actually got shut out. They closed down.
So
local
ours.
Business still lived.
Where do you live? No.
Whoa, you guys live right next to each other.
Very, very far away from you.
You know
as
you love
far away as possible.
You know you love Halo a little too much.
I'm joking.
He's being so mean to me.
I joke with everybody.
You know you love Halo a little too much when you make a life-size version of the energy sword out of toothpicks for your school art project. The
okay,
answer
my question
I don't.
Is,
well, I don't get it. What's the problem with that?
Well, the question I have is how did he get the electric current going through there? Like, did it disintegrate eventually?
Very carefully.
That'd be awesome. I actually did that once.
Your mama's so ugly, the Flood accepted her as one of their own.
Oh. You are welcome among us.
You are the grave mind.
No, he's the grave mind. No, who's the grave mind? Oh, crap. You're just the fat lady.
You're just somebody's fat mama.
Okay, moving on.
Alright.
Your mama's so ugly that after a Flood carrier form exploded, the little teeny, you know, transfer types killed themselves. I always hated that about the carrier form because you always had to kill those little dudes afterwards.
Oh, man.
Exploded on you.
That's the point.
Nice. Alright, so who's going to take the next one?
Indian, go ahead.
Barry, do
which
it.
One are we on?
Duststorm.
You could pick one.
Duststorm.
You know, Duststorm. You know you play too much Halo when you make a Halo computer theme and apply it to your computer.
Wow.
We've.
Actually, I do that. Let's.
I was gonna say that's okay. Actually quite a few of us.
That's like all of us.
You know,
crap.
You play too much Halo when you know how to shoot a battle rifle.
You know,
I have the Halo theme on my
360,
so.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm not gonna talk about what I just made for my cell phone today because I have Singular and I can make my own background.
Aww.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, but the thing is, she's not actually talking about Halo, guys. Talking about a whole other different background she created there.
So Killazilla says
possibilities are
says,
endless.
You know Brent, you man. Play too much. Okay, I have a problem with this next one. You know you play too much Halo when you think Cortana is hot.
I must play too
Cortana
much damn Halo
hot.
Then.
She's attractive. She is supposed to be. You know, the problem is that when you think Cortana is going to be your next girlfriend and you can't actually talk to a girl on the video game or otherwise. Believe me.
You have issues, man. Get outside.
That don't know that.
Again, then if all of those theories you just stated are true, then I play way, way too much Halo.
You start talking to Cortana.
Send her love messages.
You're like so close.
Oh, Cortana, you're encoding. It shines like a sun burning so brightly in the sky.
Well, see, that would be fixed if he didn't use yellow text in the code, but you know what?
Aw.
Yeah, that can be fixed.
All right, man. So he also says, you know you're new when someone says incoming ghost. And you say, it's Halloween already.
Mostly.
I ain't scared of no ghost.
Man, that's like one of the best feelings when you jump over a ghost and you stick him at the same time. And you turn around and he flips over and explodes.
Background music.
Hey, boss, is that a ghost? Oh my god, it's coming right after us!
In your neighborhood.
Who are you gonna call?
Ghost busted.
Do you have like local businesses that use that tone for their commercials?
Oh yeah, Maroney.
Maroney.
We got it over here. It's a plain Chevrolet. It's like a car salesman. They're like, who are you gonna call?
Plain Chevy.
No.
It's so lame.
We got one over here like that actually.
Actually, when I was growing up, there was a dealership, and they always used to have these commercials that would go, Deary Brothers is on fire. So, like, trucks used to be, like, you know, fire trucks would be going, and call them up all the time and go, dude, did you know you're on fire?
Oh. You're on fire, dude.
There's a dude named...
You're Danny. A flamer. No.
There's a dude named Danny Benitez, and he sells used cars over here. And on his commercials, he goes, who's your Danny?
He's officially a bad.
Oh, man.
The sad part is, I know him.
Dude, hey, Brent Gamer, like this guy out here, right? His name happens to be Dan Marino. And he owns a
his name
dealership.
Happens to be Dan Marino. He never played for the Miami Dolphins, but
he owns a dealership called Courtesy Ford. And he goes, "Who are you gonna call? Call Courtesy." It's like retarded, dude.
No,
Courtesy.
Speaking of Courtesy. Billy D. Williams,
we're taking him for a touchdown.
Speaking of Billy D. Williams, what? When were we speaking of Billy D. Williams, man?
Because Ghostbusters, I mean. No, wait a minute. That wasn't Billy D. Williams. Oh
my God. Speaking of Billy D. Williams.
I don't think it's getting late, dude.
Oh, man. Oh, speaking of Captain Kirk.
If he was singing that, he'd be like, who you going to call?
Call 45.
Who you going to call?
Dude, I can't believe you made those commercials, man.
When you got a girl.
Cool 45.
And she don't look good.
She don't look good. Oh, my
more jokes.
We better move on, man.
Rain from the same.
45.
Because, you know, Cole 45 will make any girl look good. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So, wrapping up. Yeah, so, like, that was our entire show. That was actually planned. We actually talked about all that stuff the entire show, believe it or not.
Oh, man.
So, tune in next week for the Halo 3 show. This one's going to be hosted by Dialpex, fortunately, so not me.
Dialpex Tacular.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about the
latest... that's actually his name.
It is.
Dialpex Tacular.
Dialpex Tacular.
Yeah, it's going to be me, Dialpex, and Chabille.
65.
Oh, dear.
Amazing crew.
We're going to be talking about the latest ideas and buzz from Halo 3 and some Halo Wars 2. So we'll also talk about some other games Halo freaks play.
Exactly. Yeah. Send your tips, etc. to patacular@gmail.com. Wait a minute, I just made him sound Indian. We depend on your submissions to keep this show going. Next week, of course, we'll be looking for what you want to see in Halo 3 or Halo Wars, or maybe a mini review on another game you're into. 99% of your stuff, the stuff that we do talk about, comes from you, the gamer. So shoot us a quick email.
You can call our voice or listen. You can call our listener voicemail.
You can call our voice listeners.
You can call our listeners. This number. You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256, and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back once a month on the Customs Gauntlet Show.
And if you call now, you get this complimentary plasma sword.
Or if you're not completely satisfied, send it back, but keep the plasma sword as our gift to you.
So, in addition to the bad jokes, please be sure to check us out at podfacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums, of course, where we are all active. We also have tournaments and other events going on every week that you can participate in.
Very good, Polly.
Thanks to all the people.
Does Polly want a cracker?
Oh, yeah, that's original.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to podzacu.com, whether it's working like on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, which recently doubled, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Well, they probably could, but it would be
that part
very
is
much
not
fun.
Actually subscribed. Just download it off the site.
And
feel
we got
I feel ashamed.
We have a few shout outs going out. And I wanna send a shout out of my own to the fellas at Uncle Gamer. They're a podcast, a bunch of old fogies like me. Who have their own personal views. Adult
reminiscing about the 1930s.
Yeah, exactly. No, they do a lot of like old commercials, like Knight Rider commercials, stuff like that. It's Vicious, 65, I believe, could be wrong, and Liquilife, who has been on the show a few times. So shout out to those guys. They're just starting out their podcast, so if you have a chance, UncleGamer.com.
For sure, and shout out to Jeff and DI.
Into his house.
Nitty.
Nitty.
Jeff at Nitty.
And of course, thanks to Cyclonic for editing the audio each and every week.
You're going to have a tough one next week,
buddy.
Oh, man.
Tough
time
today, buddy. Thanks to Brick.
I'll be surprised if I get one sentence out of this episode.
Oh, can I shout out? I have to shout out the rest of the Cave Girls, including Miss Tinkerbell, who did this the first time around as a cave girl. She's still totally awesome. Yeah, I hope I lived up to her. And also to my other guys in LOA. They're pretty freaking awesome. But also, you know what, the most important, I have to say thank you, Fumo, for letting me do this. It's been a lot of fun. And to all the guys in Podtacular that have made me want to come to this website and totally listen to all of the webcasts and listen and read the forums. You guys are awesome. Russ and Dial and Beasting and, you know.
And Brent.
Nah.
Yeah, and Brent. And Brent. Who I may now need to play Halo with.
I may or may not need to. I mean, they're going to play with him or post an all-points bulletin out on the Coyote Cave website warning all people of Brent Gamer.
Avoid.
Avoid Brent Gamer.
Yeah, the Poontang is definitely going up there somewhere. I just want that clip.
Nah. You want the clip of my Poontang?
No, I want the clip of him talking about Poontang.
Well, you did a great job on this episode. I mean, yes, you're amazingly
you.
Funny.
Yeah, thank you for being on.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, and you hung in there. And I want to make a quick correction. That's Vicious 696. I apologize for that.
Okay.
You are a numbers noob.
Yes, I am.
There you go.
Well, until next time, I'm Fumo Jive.
I am JVP.
And I'm going to get 500 hate mails after this episode. Nah, I'm Brick Gamer.
And I am Indian Princess.
No, I am the Indian Princess.
Do you want to fight? Let's go take it outside. Come on.
Oh,
we'll find out who the real Indian Princess is.
We'll have a freestyle rap battle right here. Come on.
One moment. I have to remove my tiara. It might get dented.
Here, I'll beatbox, man.
Oh boy! you obviously are winning because
Yo, Indian princess, JVB.
I'll pop lock it to death.
Dude, I've been told that I'm not white enough to act black, so I'm pretty much out. I'm sorry.
And look out for the new viral marketing scheme discovered by Brent Gamer. Why don't you tell him what it is, there, Brent?
What marketing scheme?
The viral marketing. Instead of I Love Bees, it's called.
Oh, right. We're starting a new, you know, real-life reality game, kind of like I Love Bees was for Halo 2. We're going to start I love JVBs. What's going to happen is we're going to give you the payphones of different places in Norway. You have to fly to Norway, where you'll pick up the phone at exactly 2300 hours. You'll receive a call from JVB. He'll say hello, you know, even though it's recorded, so you won't actually be able to talk to him. But then he'll tell you where the location of the secret Podtacular treasure is, buried somewhere in in Brentopia, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And
next
to
Camp Froman.
To make a correction, I will be talking to you guys.
Oh, you will?
In the flesh, yes. Yes.
Will there be any...
Run now.
Get in the chopper! You're like, you see this chopper come out of nowhere.
Get to the meat.
Get in the chopper now!
Get to the meatloaf.
Get to the meatloaf! He's got like meatloaf waiting in the chopper.
That's the Potek of the secret treasure, so pound
that's
of the meatloaf.
That's the secret treasure, JBB's wife's meatloaf.
No, because me and Brett were talking about meatloaf earlier while we were waiting for you, Tally.
Yeah, there are many things that are meant
she,
to
be said.
Tally, she came in late because she was putting on makeup and getting her hair done.
Well, I had to put my Potacular lipstick on.
Okay, guys.
I've had that on since yesterday.
You guys don't...
All right, so...
keep on fragging
thank
dry.
You guys all. Thanks for helping me.
Yeah,
I just waved
on.
Like a noob. I'm such a moron.
I'm waving.
You're flying.
The screen.
What do you think I do after every episode of Potacular? All one of them.
Bye, guys. No.
See you next time. Keep on
this
doing stuff. Gamer.
Potacular might call upon you to do it a favor. Hey, come on. You refuse. You'll wake up with your brother's head on your lap.
What?
We're tired of killing horses. We're doing real people now.
Okay.
Until next time.
Keep on fucking trucks.
Fumo Corleone.
Aw.
Hey, don't mess with me, huh? Give you
don't
some
mess with me,
huh? Throw you in the drink.
I'll give you an offer again.
Fumo, when I die, expect you to take over the family business.
I will, don't worry about it.
I hope you're good at making cannolis.
I'm real good, man, don't worry
it's
about
cannolis.
It.
It's cannolis.
No, it's cannolis where I live.
I actually have a pizza place called cannolis, so that's what I call
it. Oh,
them.
Man.
And I make fun of
is this still running?
Apparently. See you guys later.
Alright, everybody. Good night.
Blooper reel.
Good night.
There's only one thing left to say.